This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm here with Simon and Rob of Don Broco at Leeds Festival. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks. Yeah, really good.
You played at Reading yesterday?
We did.
How did it go down?
It was amazing, wicked, mate. Yeah, Reading's like, it's kind of like our home turf. Like, it's the closest festival to us, so it's always a great one, yeah.
If it's your sort of your home turf, do you feel a little bit more nervous about coming up to the North on Leeds Festival? Or?
Leeds is one of the places as well that, like, when we first started playing out of Bedford, Leeds is one of the kind of first places that I guess accepted us as like a place.
Yeah, so yeah. We love coming to Leeds. Like, yeah. Festivals like Slam Dunk and stuff have really solidified our kind of presence, I guess, on the Leeds kind of music scene. So it's always a great place for us to come and play, kind of like a second home, a home from home.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite extraordinary. When I was talking to you, Mid Six, actually, they said the same thing when they first started out. Leeds was one of the places, you know.
It's wicked. I mean, just the Leeds, I mean, music scene, I mean, especially like the rock scene in general, is so strong up here. There's so many great kind of promoters putting on gigs, the bands coming up, you know, there's so many sick venues to play, and yeah, you know, we've always had an incredible like reaction every time we've been here, so we're always excited to get back.
You released your debut album Priorities, I think it was a couple of years ago now.
Yeah. Almost 2 years today.
Yeah. 2 years today, excellent. And you, since then you released a new single, You Wanna Know.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Are you guys kind of thinking about an album at the moment? I've seen a lot of updates on your Facebook and Twitter and stuff.
We've been writing for like the last year, trying to make sure we've got the songs right, and we've finally gone into the studio. We're just starting to record it properly now, and we'll hopefully be smashing out some more new material for people to hear before the end of the year, and the album will be coming next year.
How does it feel to sort of, at the moment, you know, a lot of big sort of British rock bands of your kind of calibre are coming up and making big albums, like Atlantis have got a new album coming out, the UMSX released a new album, Death of Arna released a new album. You know, how does it feel to sort of be part of that for a generation?
Awesome. It's awesome. It's so great, especially this year at Reading and Leeds, seeing so many of our friends' bands on the bill, you know, bands that we were playing with to no one a couple of years ago. You know, LTA, Young Guns, you know, Mary Knox, they're all releasing albums now, and you know, we're all sort of coming up together, which is a really nice feeling, especially when you bump into each other backstage and stuff at the festivals, and everyone's doing well. It's wicked.
The first thing I ever heard of you guys was Thug Workout, which I sure feels like an age away now. How do you feel you've sort of changed since then? Probably a few obvious ones.
It's a weird one. Like, we've always, like, with our musical style, Thug Workout is one of the first things we wrote as a band, and like, our attitude to music's always been, let's just write the music that we want to hear and we enjoy playing. So it covers such a broad spectrum of stuff. Like, we love our heavy stuff, we love our pop stuff. So a lot of the elements of what was in Thug Workout, like the heaviness, like the little bits of melody, the kind of randomness of it, are still making their way into our new record, definitely, but in a kind of more refined format. I think we kind of just cut the chaff and figured out what works about stuff we've done in the past and what we want to do going forward, and we just kind of put it onto one neat package, hopefully encapsulating everything that we're about as a band.
Yeah, is it? So is that still kind of a template for you guys in a way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, we definitely like throwing a lot of ideas into the mix. You know, we don't ever like, we get bored quite easily when we write songs, so we never want, you know, songs to sound too boring. You know, but at the same time, I guess like our songwriting style, we do, you know, like writing songs, and I think, you know, songs for, you know, good songs are songs that, you know, I guess people remember, and there's definitely kind of an art to that, and I think we've gotten better as songwriters over the years, you know, releasing the EPs and the first album, we've kind of learned a lot through that, and yeah, we just can't wait to get the new record out.
I was talking to Marilyn Locks the other day about Warped Tour. I don't know how it really came up, but I thought it would be quite a good question to talk to you guys about. Recently, some artists have been talking about Warped Tour, whether it's a good thing, a bad thing. I know
you,
American Warped Tour, yeah. Obviously, you guys haven't played it before, but what is your take on it as artists in general?
It's really difficult because, obviously, never having played it, like, our viewpoint on it can't be a massively solid one. But from what that we've heard about the tour and what we've seen about the tour, it's an amazing thing to do. Like, you know, there's so many great bands, it's such an iconic tour. Like, obviously, if you're a band from the UK, there's certain logistical aspects of doing it which make it quite tricky. I mean, it costs an awful lot of money to go over there and do that tour because it's so long. But I mean, if you can afford it, and if you're in the right scene, that it's going to benefit you as a band. You know, it's almost certainly an incredible thing to do, like an amazing thing to do.
I think it's a lot of hard work. Talking to bands who've been on it, you know, it is the heat out there. The heat, like, I think maybe for English bands, coming, you know, used to our kind of mild weather, getting out there, and you know, apparently you turn up to the, you know, to the stage, to the time you're playing at, and you don't even know sometimes what time you're playing. You're just like, boom, okay, today you're opening the stage, and to keep it all fair, you know, the next day you might be headlining it. So there's that randomness about it, which I can imagine being quite stressful when you're actually there. I think, you know, if you can get past that and get on top of that, and you know, win fans over, who you know, real walk tour people, you know, it's real music lovers who go to that tour. So great thing.
You know, it's broken so many bands, it's made so many bands' career. So that platform, you know, it can never be, you know, shunted down or you know, spoken badly about, because there'd be so many bands that, you know, everyone here knows and loves today that wouldn't be bands if it wasn't for that tour. No!